Hi there, this is Shaladio, coming to you again on Random Gist. The title of today's Random Gist is Zone That Time Waster. Zone That Time Waster. So that's the title of today's Random Gist. I'm aware that many people are out there believing God for a mate or believing God for a spouse. You're a man, you're believing God for a wife, and you're hoping to receive a wife from God. I mean, someone that is right, that God approves of. And you're also a woman, or you are either a woman as well, believing God for a husband. And you've prayed to God, you're going to church, you're worshiping God, you're serving God. And what you're expectant, let's put it that way. You're on the lookout for God's miracle. And here we go. So I bring this gist to you. I call it Zone That Time Waster. Now, how is this gist relevant to what we're talking about here? I'll explain. I'll tell you a story and I'll explain. And this is going to be very, very relevant, especially for ladies. Now, you ladies, I want you to understand something. In a micro society, you know, maybe like in a church or in a club or, you know, wherever that you socialize and interact with people, what tends to happen is that a single man would look around. And if a man has his eyes on you, what he will do is that he will observe you. And as he observes you, he wants to answer a few questions. One of those questions, and a very major one, is that, do you already have a relationship? If they know that you already have a relationship or a steady relationship, or they suspect that you do have a relationship already, then they'll probably direct their telescope in another direction. So that's why I came up with this gist called Zone That Time Waster. I'll tell you this story, and then you'll learn from this story. Now, this is the story. When I was in University of Lagos to be precise, there was this lady. I won't tell you her full name, and we're both students then. Her name is Ife. That's just the bit of her name I'll tell you. Ife. And we're in the same fellowship. And I was beginning to direct my telescope in her direction. I was beginning to, you know, turn my telescope around, you know, observing from afar. I just did observe. Let's put it that way. But after a few weeks, I noticed, I mean, I had not made any move, I had not said anything, but after a few weeks, I noticed that she always went around on campus with this guy, one dark complexioned guy. I just noticed, and it was the same guy. So I had seen them in several places around the campus. So you know what happened? I just basically assumed that guy must be on the project. So I just said to myself, I think she's already taken. I'm not going to waste my time here, even trying to hold a conversation with her or trying to say to her, you know, I mean, to push anything further. I mean, I observed her for weeks and even months. She was always walking around on campus with this guy, and he was the same guy. And I mean, they appeared quite chatty from a distance. So, I mean, as an intelligent man, I mean, you know what's going to be next. I mean, you'll just basically assume that she's taken. So I didn't just bother. You know, I moved on. So this was around 1986, 87. Then fast forward, say like 7 years later or 8 years. Yeah, maybe 7-8 years later, I was already engaged to Moni, and we were going to get married. And I knew a little bit about Ify then. I knew that she attended Marywood Grammar School in Ebutemeta. It was a very nice school, was well rated back then, and so it wasn't a bad school for you to, you know, go chase a girl from. So what then happened was there was another person who was one of our colleagues then who had information about Ify, who said that, oh, Ify had already, you know, Ify had graduated, she's done a youth corps, but that they really liked her at Marywood Grammar School, Ebutemeta, and they decided to call her back to become a teacher in that school. And so this lady just told me that Ify now teaches in that school. And I remembered quite well that, you know, she was very chatty with this guy I used to see her with. So my assumption then was that, oh, okay, I'm sure they would have progressed things further. If they're not married, they also should be getting ready to, you know, tie the knot, just like Moni and myself. So there was this day I was driving past Marywood Grammar School, and I decided to swing by, and I went over to the staff room to ask for Ify, and they told me she was in a class, that I could go to her class. I know in Lagos, they wouldn't really say wait in the staff room for her to come. They could just point towards the classroom and say, go look for her there. So I went over to this classroom. As soon as I got there, I just saw the school children there. They were winking. They were winking as soon as I came in. And you know what that wink means? It's like, oh, it looks like her boyfriend has just come in now. So as soon as she saw me, she was so excited. She couldn't hide her excitement. She, you know, quickly told the class to hang on. And then she came outside and we were, you know, talking. Then I waited for our class to finish. And then we went to sit out there in the staff room. And we were catching up on old gist and all the rest. And so as we're catching up on old gist, of course, you know, we'll touch that subject now. I mean, that one is foregone conclusion. So I just asked her if she was married now. And she said, no, I'm not married yet. I said, okay, then you must definitely have a steady relationship. She said, no. And then she asked, then I said, but what do you mean? What about that guy that I used to go around with on campus? I said, in fact, it was that guy that I saw. And she just looked at me and said, that was my cousin. I said, what do you mean by that's your cousin? You were all over the campus with this guy now for months, weeks. Said, that was my cousin. I said, what kind of thing is this? Your cousin? Oh, Tio. I said, that was why I didn't come to you now. That I was eyeing you from afar, but I thought you were already taken. So I decided to, you know, just walk up past. Said, that was my cousin. I said, Ify, you don't know how many people would have walked past though. And you are still here now? That's the lesson. If you are very sharp, you know what the lesson is. Don't hang around with people that can waste your time. Don't hang out with time wasters. Don't even hang out with your relative to a point where they will think that he's the one from afar. And then the right people who are eyeing you, training their telescopes in your direction, will just walk away thinking that you're already taken. So if there is any friend that wants to be seen around you, and the person is not a husband material or a wife material, just zone that person. Zone every time waster. You understand? If you are already sure you're not going to marry this guy, zone him. Sharp, sharp. Just zone the guy. And if there is also a lady, zone her. Sharp, sharp. Sharp, sharp. So that the person will not spoil your market. Do you understand? So if you are believing God for a husband or you're believing God for a wife, send messages out there that show that you are single and you are ready. But if you just go out on silly dating trips with people you don't even have any prospects for, then you are wasting time. And then you are also wasting the time of people training their telescopes on you. They are training their telescopes. They're thinking that, oh, this person is free, maybe I should go for her. And then they see this person around you and they don't realize that both of you are just wasting each other's times. So make sure that you are not fraternizing too closely with a time waster. That is the gist. That's the story of this gist, which is that zone that time waster. Don't go to, you know, don't go on social trips, you know, intimate social trips, like maybe you're going to a movie with a geezer that you're not eventually not going to marry. If you really have to go for a movie and you're a lady, go with other ladies. Now, if you go with other ladies, from afar, I can see that all of you are potentially single. But if you go with a geezer, then it means that you and that geezer, you have something going. But if you don't have something going, then you are wasting your time. Because when I see the two of you together, I'll think that, oh, someone is already there. So I'll just walk up past and move on to another and begin to watch another girl. You understand? So it's very important. Even on the social networks, a geezer is not, you're not going to marry a geezer. You're not going to have any serious thing with him. And the guy is, you know, sending you all kinds of stuff. You should diplomatically send the message to the world that this person is just a friend. You understand? Is just an ordinary friend. Zone every time waster in your life. You have prayed, you have believed God, you are observing, you are on the alert, you are keeping your eyes open, but it's also necessary for you to send the right and correct signals to potential people who could be interested in you. So it is very important. Zone that time waster. Zone him. Sharp, sharp. Ladies, zone those guys. If you are not going to marry them, zone them. Make it clear that you are just friends. Don't be seen in public places intimately with such people, like, you know, hanging out on the beach. Look, a beach is like an intimate place. If I tell you that I want to go with you to the beach, it's intimate. You understand? Now, if you really have to go to the beach and you're a guy, go with four other guys and, you know, or maybe go with other guys and other ladies. Just do something that does not send the message that you're already taking. And if you're a lady, preferably don't go to the beach with another guy. Go with a bunch of other ladies so they will know that you ladies are there to have fun. People can see you from afar and then think that, oh, okay, this, I think potentially these ladies could be free, and then the guy can train his telescope on you and be observing you, and just they observe until it comes closer. You understand? So make sure you zone that time waster. Zone him. Zone her. You understand? Thank you so much. If you have to reach me, you can call, you can hook up with me on Twitter through my handle Shola Adio. I'll spell that for you: SolaAdio. So for years after I got married, Ify was, I think for the last time I heard of her, after I got married, she was still not married. All because she refused to zone her cousin. If she had zoned her cousin, trust me, I would have been her husband. Trust me, I would have been her husband before I met Moni. But, you know, I thought she was already taken because she was all over the campus with this guy. And that was it. So I hope you are not doing the same thing. Going all over the place with a guy that you are not going to marry. Or even going over all over the place with your cousin. And people think that you are already taken. And everybody is just walking past. And now you are running out of time. And you are beginning to ask God, hey, so what happened? I've prayed 48 hours. I've done fasting 60 days. Nothing has happened. No husband. No man. Nobody has come to meet me. Calm down. Your behavior is such that it is sending signals to people that you are already taking. So make sure nobody is seen to have taken you, either rightly or erroneously, if you are still single and searching. You get it? So zone that time waster. And this message is particularly strongly more for the ladies, simply because there are guys who are just time wasters. They just love hanging out with dry gist around you, just hanging out to dry gist. And the thing is that you ladies to enjoy those dry gist. Yeah, fair enough, you enjoy attention, you love the attention, but the point is, if these are time wasters, if there are people you know that they cannot never have a future for you, don't hang out with them, don't hang around them, just walk up past, move on, so that you can be seen to be single, you can be seen to be searching, and then the right people can train their telescopes on you and begin to get closer to you in a conversation. So till the next gist, get this message now: zone every time waster. Thank you. Bye. God bless you.